Thanks for joining us, Huey, and congratulations, mate.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks for having me. Thank you. It's obviously very exciting. I'm excited to sign on and see what we can do in the next few years together.
Why did you feel that was the right decision for you to make?
I guess when you get drafted, the club shows a huge amount of faith in you to pick you up in the first place. So I guess I just wanted to repay that faith, and I'm really enjoying it up here, and we've got a good coaching group, good playing group, so... I couldn't have signed on any quicker.
How important was it having a guy like one of your good mates, Jared Berry, re-sign in the middle of the year? I've always said that guys that get drafted to Melbourne and are Melbourne boys, they've got their schoolmates, they've got their family, they've got their friends that they can just hang out with in their off-season or time off. But when you go interstate and you don't know many, your bond and the relationship you form with your teammates has to be so much stronger. And you seem like there's a lot of young guys coming through the ranks all together that you're pretty tight with.
Yeah, definitely. It is very daunting for a young kid to come up to a different state and not know anyone. So to have someone at least that I knew pretty well from school made it that whole lot easier. And the fact that he's going to be here for another few years as well made it a lot easier to re-sign. But, yeah, it is a very tight group up here, a lot of young boys, and there's been a lot of re-signings in the past year, I guess. So everyone's showing the faith and in where we're heading. And, yeah, it makes it a lot easier when everyone around you also feels the same way.
Congratulations, Hugh. Another great product from Vic Country, North Ballarat. Outstanding, mate. We always talk about the bookends, the young bookends, and rightly so. They're going to be great players, Hipwood, McStay, Andrews, but you're starting to get a really good collection of young midfielders as well. And it's probably one, you know, you obviously got the first round draft pick again this year, so pretty exciting.
Yeah, definitely. We got a really good spine. Harris and Hippie, obviously, and Masco both are all really young. And then we got Masso, Bez in the midfield, and obviously with the new draftees, they're all been training really well. It is really exciting. Yeah, obviously quite a young team, but we've also got that experience in there to help us out with Zorks and Beamsy and those sort of players. So.
Talking about experience, Luke Hodge, what's he brought to the table and what's your first impressions?
I guess what you see is what you get with him. He's very loud out in the field. His directional talk's amazing. I've never heard anything like him. He's always yapping and just in meetings and stuff. He's got a wealth of knowledge about everything pretty much, so he's already feels like he's been here for 10 years, and he's going to be really good, not only for the defenders but for everyone.
Hugh, is he just another player up there, or is he being in, you know, team meetings and prepping for training and setting up of weeks and all that sort of stuff? Is he being used by Chris Fagan a bit differently than, you know, regular senior players on your list?
No, I think he's just being used as another player that's in the leadership group, or that he's a leader in the club. He's not sitting above anyone or anything like that. He just does pop up a lot in the meetings, and then everyone sort of feeds off that, and he just creates discussion, I guess. So there's players from our club that have been at different clubs, and a lot of them have been at Collingwood, and then obviously Sags and Hodgie at Morecambe as well. So they bring ideas from there, and he's no different to any of the other leaders. He just speaks when he thinks something needs to be said.
You're burning the midnight oil, mate. You're still on camp. Most clubs have put the queue in the rack. Fags is obviously keeping you going till the 23rd. What type of activities are you doing down at Launceston at the moment?
It's just been pretty much a normal training week so far. We've finished all our main trainings now. So we've got a bit of weights and stuff this morning. I think we've got Team Challenge at Savo, so that'll be interesting down at the Gorge. It's pretty much just been a normal training week. It's just a bit of fun to deliver the boys and, I get to know them a little bit better.
Yeah, and it's good to be the coach because that's where Fakes comes from. So you guys are going to go all over Australia. Fakes just stays down and wave you guys goodbye.
Yeah, he's done it well, hasn't he?
He certainly has. He had a sensational first year, played 18 games and were quite dominant. We talk about second year Blues. What are you doing to make sure that you combat that coming into 2018? Because sides obviously, that wouldn't have seen a lot about you last year will now be putting plenty of time and effort into, and they know how you play.
Yeah, I guess I'm just trying to include everything. I put on a little bit of size in the off-season, the pre-season, and been working hard on my running. So, I'm just trying to focus on improving those little things, and hopefully the footy can sort of fall into place. Yeah, that's pretty much about it.
What's Christmas hold for you, Huey, heading back to the bush?
Back to Warrnambool, which will be nice. Spend a bit of time with the family, both sides there in Warrnambool. So, help that out a little bit on the farm, maybe. Who knows? Away.
Good man.
What's your old man? I heard he's a bit of a farmer. What's he farm? Cattle? He breeds cattle?
Yeah, a dairy farm. So.
Oh, well done. You'd know what early mornings are like then, mate.
Yeah, he's up at about 4:30. Wow.
Should be doing breakfast radio, doing that sort of stuff, Huey. Hey, mate, well done. It's along with, you know, as you mentioned, a handful of those other young fellas, getting your commitment to the footy club for another 3 years is just great news. It'll be music to the ears for so many Brisbane Lions supporters. We wish all the very best. Have a great Christmas, and we look forward to watching you play next year, mate. Thanks for joining us on the show.
Thanks very much.